This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. And you can join us here. Toll-free number for you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. That's Skype username LRN.FM. The Illinois Lottery starting to screw over winners over $600. They're telling you if you've won over $600, sorry. Yeah, we'll get to you when we get a chance. We'll pay you later. When? Whenever we get the authorization to do so. Hey, it's not our fault. Blame those politicians over there. And we'll tell you more about what people are doing in Illinois. There's a lawsuit involved. That's still to come. Plus, Mark, I know you want to comment on health care, all of that. But your calls certainly come first if you want to join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go first to Skype, where Ademo Freeman is on the line and out of jail. Ademo, welcome back to the semi-free world.
Yes, the freer world. I appreciate it. And a big thanks to you guys and everyone else who made that push, which did help me get out of jail.
So for our listeners who are uninformed, let me see if I can recap briefly what has happened over the last 48 hours or so. You were over the weekend arrested in Kansas for a warrant out of Indiana. You had kicked off the Cop Block Mobile Accountability for Cops tour in an RV that you have dubbed MAC, which stands for Mobile Accountability for Cops. You and Brian Sumner have been on this tour now for a couple weeks, I think. And it was actually the day before the tour started that you were in Noblesville, Indiana, and you did some chalking outside of a police department there with some of the local cop blockers. The Noblesville cops, they cornered you later on that night. They threatened you. They detained you for about 15 minutes. You got all that on video. That video is up over at, you can watch it over at freekeen.com or copblock.org/mac-tour. And they accused you of using spray paint or some sort of yellow paint during the actual chalking that had gone on outside of the police station. And of course, you seemed completely bewildered that that would have been the case. It wasn't just you that was chalking. There was a small group of activists that were there chalking, but yet they have now issued a warrant for your arrest, and that happened. That arrest ultimately happened in Kansas. Did I get all that correct?
That is correct, yes. And then Kansas... police took me to the Johnson County Detention Center, where I spent the last day and a half, what I thought was felony charges. And that was the big kicker to most of this for myself, is that the warrant, according to the Shawnee police that were arresting me, was that it was a felony warrant for criminal mischief. And I guess there is such a thing in Indiana, but I was unaware of that until recently, even though it turned out it was only a misdemeanor warrant, which is kind of mind-boggling to some folks, because as you mentioned, we had been on this tour now for 3 weeks. This isn't the first time the police have ran our information, but yet this is the first time I've been picked up for any warrant like this. So it's kind of, I feel the timing might have been kind of convenient to this, knowing that it was a Friday that I would have sat all weekend without bailing to see a judge.
No. Yes. The police would never do that. Make an arrest on a Friday that they knew that somebody was going to be released on a Monday for, they'd never do that.
Right. I think the time, because it was about 11 p.m. where I'm at Central Time, and that would have been about midnight Eastern Time for Indiana. And as you know from the video over at copblock.org/mac-tour, that interaction happened around midnight, about 12:30 actually, which means to me that when the police who claimed to have arrested me, they claimed to have called Indiana and asked if they were coming to get me, and they said yes. And I'm curious as to who they would have reached at such an hour. And again, about 10 days before that, I believe Brian and I were both ran by the police, which is something I found out while I was in jail. And I wasn't picked up on the warrant. And that was when we were chalking the Kansas City Police Headquarters. And that was a Tuesday. And I believe that the difference in that is only my speculation, is that on Tuesday in the middle of the day, they reached somebody of higher standing maybe a captain or a chief who said, no, we wouldn't get him. And on Friday, they reached one of those officers that you may have seen in that video, a sergeant or a shift supervisor, who just so happened to say yes, even though maybe knowing on Monday that would have changed to a no.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're going to be held responsible.
And they did say in the video where they're arresting you that this was a felony. So it's not like that was just some sort of allegation that you made. They said that on video that this was a felony warrant. Turns out yes, it was a Class B misdemeanor. So not even like a jailable, likely not even a jailable misdemeanor.
Right. This is like hocking a loogie on the sidewalk or something.
Well, from what I read, it does have a 6-month up to $1,000 fine. But there is an
okay.
A, which is a year. And it seems that you would more likely get jailable. I couldn't find like a more, I've only done a little research. I couldn't find the last like charge in that county for this, but mm-hmm. more research will come.
Okay. Yeah, I was jumping to a conclusion there because in New Hampshire, Class B is not jailable. Of course, we all know that if you don't pay the fine, they'll put you in jail anyway. So
it's always some sort of threat. But I wasn't aware that it was a felony until 2 hours before my release and even moments before that I realized I was going to see a judge tomorrow morning. And had I known those two things, I would have most certainly stayed in jail.
But if you had known it was not a felony.
Correct. If I would have known it was not a felony and that I was seeing a judge, because it was my understanding that the judge came in on Sunday, read some paperwork, set my bail, and so I didn't think I was going to see them again for a while. You know, that's the information that was passed me. Your bail's $4,000. Good luck.
The problem is that they don't get, you know, the information you get is half information.
It's highly unreliable. Yeah, I mean, information from these bureaucrats, it may have been that the cops thought it was a felony. I mean, they were either lying or, you know, spreading misinformation. And it could just simply be that they were ignorant and they
were told.
Either
way, legally they could have taken me to jail on the felony or the misdemeanor. It's just unlikely that, like some of the folks had reported, like Brian, that the Hamilton County Sheriff said they would not come and get me for that offense.
Right.
And so my lesson here is to just, you know, if you're going to be an activist and do these things, and I should have long learned this, is to, yes, don't worry about the misinformation that comes from the inside. You know, I know that what we do lands us in jail, so I should be willing to sit out 3 or 4 days before I get actual good information. And so
part of the problem is
felony.
Well, part of the problem is that the people on the outside get kind of freaked out, right? Like you're a hero to a lot of people at AMMO. I mean, I know you probably don't, you know, want to be, but ultimately, you know, a lot of people look up to you, and they don't know that you can handle it, right? Like, you know, even though they know you've been in jail, they know they wouldn't want to be in that position, and so they're like running around trying to raise the money to get you out as soon as possible, when ultimately all that does is it just enriches the system. There was somebody who is a friend, a mutual friend, who you know I was talking to, who said that this bail bondsman was encouraging them to pay up. And I said, well, of course the bail bondsman's encouraging that. He wants
car salesman will encourage you to buy cars too.
He wants to make money. And what was going on was that somebody had said that they'd talked to you and that you had wanted to get bailed out. And I said, well, that's likely because he still thinks it's a felony. But we couldn't, you know. We can't call you to see what you know, so, like...
Yeah, exactly, and Brian had thought that a guard was really nice and relayed that message to me, which absolutely never happened at all. No guard came to my door and said, misdemeanor, your friends say it'll be all good when you see the judge on Monday. Mm. You know, that would have given me some reassurance, and the two times I had the ability to speak to anyone today was for 60 seconds, minus their 3-second, you know, recording there at the beginning, and not enough time, but that's when Kate mentioned to me that it was a misdemeanor, and I got that confirmed by a CO, but then had to lock down, and before I got out again to communicate, they opened the front door, and at that point, I had a little bit of blinders on. I wish at that moment I would have had them explain the charges to me again, and then I would have denied bail, because I still wasn't 100% sure what I was sitting on. I got conflicting reports, and so...
Well, wait a minute. When you found out you were being released, that means somebody else had already paid for you. Can you deny it at that point? Say, no, I'll sit here.
I don't know, but I think we would have found out if I would have been fully aware, which I wasn't of until like an hour even after being released.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if they would have said you have to go or like give that money back. Brian and I believe that since they are bailing you out, like I'm not bailing myself out.
Right,
so
you can't control it.
I could refuse that because it could be like a legal stance, right? It could be like a legal defense of some sort.
Like, I don't think you can refuse it. If somebody's already shown up and said, I want to bail Adamo Freeman out, and they put the money forward, I don't think there's anything that you can do to refuse that.
Oh, I think that my biggest concern here is that they're locking people up who haven't harmed anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, the jail system, I'm not even talking about charging. They could have charged him and put him on some kind of PR bond or whatever, and he could have driven back to Indiana if that's what they, in fact, wanted to do. But they just throw mud in the water, and you can't figure out what's going on. The United States jail system shouldn't be locking people up that aren't a danger to the public.
All right.
It's
so
a disservice to the taxpayer.
Adamo, can you stick with us? I've got more questions.
Absolutely.
Adamo Freeman, founder of CopLock.org. Good news is he's out, but the bad news is he probably would have gotten out tomorrow anyway. So more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media. Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Maybe you've got a question for Adamo Freeman from copblock.org. He was arrested over the weekend and is now back in the land of the semi-free with the rest of us, no longer inside a jail cell in Johnson County, Kansas. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you. We also want to invite you to join Mark in real life in Las Vegas coming up in under 2 weeks.
Now, I can't believe it's coming up that quick, but yes, at the end of October here, the 29th and 30th, I will be at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. Check them out. They're going to have a really great event. You go to BitcoinInvestor.com. That's BitcoinInvestor.com. I believe they've changed ticket pricing, so if you go there and check it out, you'll see some differences. It's going to have great speakers: Trace Mayer, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Stephen Michaels, Brian Sovereign, Bitcoin Bell, Paul Pui, Joseph von Perling. I'm going to be emceeing. It's going to be a great event. And the D Hotel actually accepts Bitcoin. It's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really great. We're giving away some tickets over at our Facebook page. You go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Pinned to the top is a contest where you just guess a number between 1 and 1,000. We're giving away some tickets, and go. Go guess, please. It's only one guess per person is permitted, so make it count, and we'll be announcing the winners on Wednesday. BitcoinInvestor.com to buy your tickets.
All right. Let's continue with Adamo Freeman from copblock.org, friend of the show, former co-host, and on the MAC tour right now, MAC standing for Mobile Accountability for Cops. And accountability is one of the things that CopBlock is out there doing, pushing people or suggesting that people hold the police accountable by recording their interactions with them or recording police's interactions with other people to hold them to account for their naughty deeds or hopefully prevent them from committing, egregious violations of people's rights. Unfortunately, Adamo, you were targeted because of your activism, I suspect, by the Noblesville, Indiana police. You ultimately were arrested in Kansas on a warrant for so-called criminal mischief, and they're accusing you of using paint in front of a police station during what was supposed to be a chalking event, where you guys were chalking messages to the police out in front of the Noblesville Police Department. You were taken into custody, told you were being charged with a felony, but ultimately you were only charged with a Class B misdemeanor. And due to you thinking you were being charged with a felony, you were thinking you should probably get out of jail. Otherwise, you'd be sitting there until you were extradited into Indiana and then held for who knows how long. But it turned out that it was a Class B misdemeanor, which would have meant you likely would have been out tomorrow afternoon after being, having a hearing with a judge. So as is the case with these situations, the communications from the bureaucrats is frequently inaccurate or straight out false. And that affected how you decided to handle this situation. And as a result, now your friends on the outside who raised the money are going to be out hundreds of dollars for the bail bondsman that they hired. So, this whole system is a sort of a scam from top to bottom. I mean, the bail bondsmen are basically kind of in on it too, aren't they?
Yeah, I feel bad about that. Even if this, after this all plays out, I don't believe the fine would be even as much as I paid the $800 to bail out, which, about $635 of, or $45 of it was raised money, and the rest of it came out of my money. So, as it should. But again, I just wish that, like you said, it's ironic that you're around so many professionals, as Brian and I joked earlier, that have no idea what's going on. You know, if you were around a bunch of radio show hosts, you're probably going to get some good feedback and know what good microphones and tools and programs. But like, here you are about a bunch of people who live the law or like system day in and day out. And six different people gave me six different answers or played along with the same one that turned out to be completely false. You know, all through the booking process, I was told repeatedly that it was felonies. You know, as I seen the warrants today, and stuff like that, nowhere does it say. I mean, it says it's a misdemeanor, it says it's the law, and I don't see anywhere that it's clearly felony or misdemeanor.
Yeah, we found out that it was a misdemeanor. A friend of mine did some research and found that it was the Class B misdemeanor by looking at the court records, and it was in the court records that information was gleaned. So, we didn't even get that information from the bureaucrats. We found that out by doing research within the system.
As an ad salesperson, I take responsibility for mistakes I made. And oftentimes, if things go wrong, an ad scheduled in the wrong place or it doesn't air or whatever,
You'll make good.
Yeah, I'll make good. I'll play another ad. I'll play two ads. You know, who knows what I'll do in order to make good. But I try to be held responsible because I, you know, for one thing, I could be sued. Ultimately, I could be sued and held responsible for this. But when you get bad information from the government, I don't think that the jail guards really are concerned with what might happen to them if they give you bad information.
Right. And well, two things I'd like to clear up real quick is that I'm not even sure the criminal mischief charge is related to the chalking or like the idea that I like led the group to go there or whatever. I know we did utilize this new liquid chalk. Mm-hmm. And now after we researched it today, we saw that like it might take excessive water to wash off. So like still at the end of the day, I don't know what they could be so upset about other than trying to make a you know, like I said, I think it's more vindictive than it was about upholding justice, of course.
Have you been given the actual copies of the complaint from Indiana, or you just or you have to go there to get those?
Well, I'm not sure. Like, Brian and I, in the last couple of days, both received some letters from attorneys asking us if we want to be represented, but they were templated letters that, like, everyone gets when, when their name goes through the court records. But they don't clarify what the charges were, or that there was even a warrant out. So we didn't know, like we had an idea that like something might be coming, but the state of Indiana has not delivered to either one of us via phone call, email, or snail mail any notification of any charges or documents.
So you would have to go there physically to pay their bond in order to receive that information?
That's all things we're going to find out starting first thing tomorrow morning. And so coplock.org/Mac keeps you a good overview, other ways to help, and recent content. And so we're going to start calling the DA and or prosecutor, whatever, get some information about that. Do we have to be arraigned in person? Are they willing to drop these warrants, which is our biggest concern? Like, hey, if they want to set a court date for after the tour and lift the warrants, I have no problem coming back. You know, if I can video conference in and handle that, that'd be preferable.
Right, because until then, if those warrants don't get dropped, until then, you can be arrested again and again and again by other police departments.
Technically, yes, but right now, since Kansas has already picked me up on it, they will not arrest me on it anymore in Kansas. But
Wait. The entire state of Kansas or just Johnson County cops?
The entire state of Kansas.
Interesting. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Wow, you have the whole state of Kansas to travel around for your Mac tour. Congratulations.
But we're in Kansas City, Kansas, and so Kansas City, Missouri, right across the river. Mm-hmm. I go across the river. They could arrest me, hold me, do whatever they wanted.
Why wasn't Brian arrested? We found out later on that he has the same warrant purportedly, another Class B misdemeanor for so-called criminal...
Exactly.
Whatever it was.
And that was another thing that played into my factors. I assumed that if I had the warrant, Brian did too. And I was saying if they extradited me to Indiana and then he was stuck here and I face it there and come back here and then he gets arrested in the next state, this really, you know, snowballs the tour effect. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking that if I could bail out, if it was felony-wise, that we both could handle these head-on. Which is just one other factor, but again, it was all misinformation. But yes, Brian has the same, and so we hope to address them both at the same time.
But why don't they? Why, I mean, is it that they didn't know who he was?
He wasn't driving the car, and so they may or may, you know, one of the officers, the one that did not arrest me, later told me he knew of coplock.org, knew who I was, and kept wondering how I would rate his service of me that night, which I kept telling him was a one because he was doing another police department's bad deeds.
Yeah.
You know, and either one of them could clarify what the warrant was about, and they both laughed that they didn't even have that law there. And I said, so like, if you didn't have the law
hold
there,
that
like,
thought a demo. More with a demo Freeman from coplock.org. It's free talk.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. Our number, 855-453. If you've got a question for Adamo Freeman from copblock.org, he's on the line with us right now, and by the line I mean Skype. And he's actually calling us from Kansas, where he's just this afternoon, gotten out of jail after being arrested on some trumped up charge from Indiana. Actually issued a warrant for Class B misdemeanor of so-called criminal mischief, ostensibly regarding chalking out in front of the police station. We believe that's what this is, but Damo has yet to actually see the actual complaint against him, so we're not really sure what the facts in the case are, and he's not even sure because they kept him in the dark while he was in jail, telling him multiple times that it was a felony charge. And then turns out it wasn't a felony charge. Turns out it's a Class B misdemeanor charge. So we're going to continue that discussion. Also want to take your calls and thoughts. You can call in about anything, but if you have a question for Adamo, your calls are coming first. So keep that in mind. Toll-free number 855-450-3733. We are back with Adamo Freeman from the Cop Block Mac Tour. Mac stands for Mobile Accountability for Cops. You can go to copblock.org/Mac to learn more about it. But Adamo, you said earlier it was Cop Block. On a previous interview, you told us copblock.org/Mac-tour is where the tour updates are posted. But tonight you gave copblock.org/Mac. Which one should people go to?
Well, Mac Tour will give you all the recent posts, like okay. Most recent to the first. So in a reverse order, but coplock.org/Mac is an overview of everything. It gives you our short launch video, our of like a mission statement, a little bio about Brian and myself, as well as a link right on the top to the most recent content, our next stop, and so on. Though we'll probably be posting an update here to the website in the next couple of days announcing the since this thing is happening, we're not going to be able to make it to Texas on time and stuff like that, but we're still going to hit these areas.
Yeah.
We're going to be announcing the dates closer to their times of actual happening because
you got
to
change your plan
when we're able to leave.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, so in this case, I'm going to start giving people coplock.org/Mac because it does have a link to the recent updates on there, and that seems to be the best link to give out. It's the easiest. It's the shortest, coplock.org/Mac. So you were kind of driving at a point before we went away. I'm not sure if you recall what that was, Ademo, but I'll let you pick that back up if you want to.
I lost it as
That's okay. I've got questions. So one of my questions is let's talk about what was done right here in this situation, because the response on the outside, of course, was great, right? Like when you got arrested, word went out relatively quickly. It was actually in the middle of the night when this happened, probably about 12:30 Eastern time. I was, of course, I happened to be around. I saw the news hitting on Facebook, so I put a blog post out about it over at freekeen.com, and on Facebook, people were saying, all right, you know, here's the phone number for the police department. Here's the phone number for the jail. Go ahead and give them a call. And this is something that happens a lot of times when a cop block activist or a liberty activist, for instance, here in New Hampshire, is arrested for some sort of trumped up nonsense that doesn't involve a victim. People will come out of the woodwork all around the country and in some cases around the world to make phone calls to these bureaucrats and kind of give them a piece of their mind. How do you feel about that? And it has certainly happened in this instance. So your thoughts?
I think it's great. Of course, it really helps to let the jail know, your captors, that people are watching you. You know, with so many stories in the news of people being harmed and or worse in jail cells, it's a great thing to have. And just earlier that day, I was having these severe pains in my abdomen, which I think were just like some reactions to some food. It's like my gallbladder acting up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some of my friends knew that and so were worried that, you know, in a jail cell, you don't get the medical attention you need.
Nope.
Luckily, since I was out coplogging that night, you know, I was to a point where I felt I was fine and I was okay in jail. But them knowing that, you know, made them want to call a little bit more. And so it helps the jail to know that, too. I don't know if I got any more checks by my window than anybody else did, but I definitely know that all the, you know, guards that were in my vicinity knew what was up about my situation, that people were calling about me. And so that's really appreciative. And on a flip side, that it can also help, you know, Kansas wasn't the source of my charges, but in other times when they are the place that is also holding you, it can help get you released, like it had in the past to me in Hampshire cases or in Las Vegas when I was arrested too. So as well as for many other coplock folks.
Sometimes when a liberty activist or coplocker is in jail and the jail is receiving calls from people on the outside, it can frustrate the jailers. But some would argue that they could punish you more because they're getting those calls. Yet you still advocate for it, right?
I do for me. I believe that the good outweighs the bad, and I think that even though it may frustrate them, like, if it frustrates them to the point where they want to come and, like, give you a punch in the eye, I think they are second-taking that because they know people are going to be watching that and they'd have a lot of explaining to do. So even if it might frustrate them a little bit, I don't think it gets you a tremendous amount of, you know, worse treatment. You got to remember, you're in jail, so, like, the food is bad and the control of you is, you know, at its maximum, and so I think, if anything, it keeps you more safe.
I think it
does. Like I said, I don't know.
Did you find any negative repercussions on the call flood?
No. In fact, at one point, because I was having a lot of troubles because I'm out of state calling out long-distance number because of the jail racket on calling people. And so at one point, I wrote a letter to a superior to ask if I could use a regular phone, you know, to get my bailout. And as a side note, I threw it in there that, you know, I would let people know to stop calling this jail, because in this case, it would, in my opinion, calling Noblesville or that sheriff's department to get a definitive answer about my extradition would have been a fast way to, if they say no, then the Kansas City jail or Kansas, you know, they would have to let me go. And so I kind of threw that in there as like sugarcoating, but they did actually let me make that call. you know, they gave me a minute, but they took me to a phone. And so I think maybe the calls also help with that. I don't know. He said it was in case I wanted to help get my bail going, well, which was my goal at that time, but I added that in the form.
Of course, the bail at this point we consider a mistake. I'd like to talk about sort of perhaps another mistake that was made here. And, you know, I mean, whenever you do business, any kind of endeavor, you're going to have to try new things. I think this chalk, spray chalk stuff that you guys used might have been a mistake. Like not trying this out and then rinsing it off and doing this sort of thing before you went out and did this. It seems like you guys went out, had a good time doing your normal chalking thing. Somebody tried something new and it went poorly. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would 100% agree with you. We actually haven't bought any more of that stuff, even though it's at every Walmart for $1 because, yeah, well, majority for the primary reason is that it was really messy and it wasn't very effective. Like regular stick of chalk is just easier. And so I agree that, you know, we might have maybe tested it a little sooner. So I guess we took liquid chalk for the face value on the labeling and went with it. It's funny, we have a video. They're going to try to explain that there was damage to this in less than $2,500. But one of those that was with us that evening ate some of this chalk, and I have it on video. And so it'll be interesting to have them selling it if it gets that far to a jury that it's damaging when I have video of a person eating it that's still
alive.
Can
you get a jury? Do you know if you can get a jury on a Class B in Indiana? Class B misdemeanor?
Still not sure. If I might have to go through the first where you have the bench trial, and then maybe I can kick it up. But I'm wondering, because the warrant came out of the county, not the city, that it's going through Superior right off the bat. But again, first thing tomorrow morning, Brian and I plan to get on the phones, make some more videos, get some more information. All that will be updated, coplock.org/Mac and or coplock.org right on the front page. And so we hope to have those answers, you know, as the week goes on. You know, our goal is to nip this warrant at least in the butt first and foremost so that we can continue on with our tour. But if they want us to come back, we will.
I'm fresh out of questions. Mark, you got anything else for Damo Freeman?
I think that's it. Really, it's an unfortunate circumstance, and I hope you guys can...
Not unexpected, but, yeah, but unfortunate.
I think I hope you can get it sorted out.
I didn't think it would be for chalk or some, you know, criminal mischief thing.
Yeah, these cops
are
serious about chalking. You should know that by now. Like, there's a war on chalk going on out there.
They're also serious about cop lock, and they're serious about you, Ademo. Yeah. I mean, the police officer that took you in was asking you, oh, what do you think my service is like? He was mocking you because you on cop block talk about policing as a protective service, and you know he's saying we're not a service, please, we're an occupying army and you'll do what we say, citizen. And this has been an issue
That thought, it's Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Ademo, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. He did have to run. He's got a lot going on. Obviously, you just get out of jail. There's a lot to catch up on. Of course, he was there as part of the Cop Block Tour, the new Mac Tour that you can go to copblock.org/Mac. It's great that he's out of jail. And we'll keep you updated as this situation continues to develop. The warrants are still active out of Indiana. And, of course, we are kind of the primary media hub for Cop Block at the moment, given that Free Talk Live, by the way, is sponsoring that very same Cop Block Mac Tour. So just like back in the old days when Cop Block first got started, we were sponsoring the Liberty On tour that Ademo was doing, and we're sponsoring Mac today. Mark, we do have Free Talk Live, LRN, and Free Keen sponsorship of that tour, which is awesome.
Indeed.
I'm glad to be behind it once again. So we'll keep you in the loop there, copblock.org/Mac to learn more, and let's go to Rob, listening in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Yes, hey, you guys.
Welcome.
Love to enjoy the information and education of Cop Block.
Thanks.
I've been following Pete Earl and Ademo and the Mac Tour. I'm out near Abilene, Kansas, and should Ademo and Brian get this way, I'd love to accommodate them with a place to park their camper and a little fellowship.
That's awesome. Here's what I'd recommend you do. Reach out to them directly through copblock.org/Mac. That would be the best way to do it. He may still be listening, but the best way to reach out is directly through their site.
I've been a victim of identity theft, and I'm kind of precarious about putting my information out. I might call back and leave my info with the announcer, and he can be sure that the demo gets it, and he can reach to me through my phone number or something.
Well, if by announcer, you mean the people on the radio. You're on the radio, and we are those people. But, yeah,
right. You're a producer, whatever.
Yeah, I think you're better off just sending an email to them using a contact form at copblock.org/Mac. But thank you for the generous offer. Really do. I'm sure they appreciate it, and they appreciate the support. What else did you want to share with our audience tonight?
Recently, I say, through the wisdom that I've gained through Cop Block, I'd gotten a ticket for 74 and a 55. And I decided, we're going to court. They're not giving me a break on the court cost. They're going to earn their keep if they're going to charge me for such. In the interest of justice, they said in the letter they sent me for dismissing my charges, which we know it was the interest of finances, that they dismissed the charges.
Excellent.
Well, saved me a few dollars.
Congratulations on that. Did you have in Kansas when you want to challenge a ticket? Do they make you pay it in advance or some nonsense like that, like they do in some states?
No. I was just given a ticket and a court date, and I went through the procedures. They told me that, you know, I've showed up for court date a day early, and we just had a little hearing there with the clerk. We're going taking it to trial, unless you want to make a deal on the court cost, I would consider paying it, or we could take it to trial, and they offered me a thing called a diversion where you pay another $250 on top of your fine, your court cost, for 6 months of no tickets, and they will not put this to where it works your insurance. And anyway, I called up and told them I was needing to reschedule my appointment because I had a doctor's appointment at the DA hospital the day of my trial. And they were giving me the rigmarole that we can't rearrange that court date because it's set in stone.
I'm sorry, sir. Your health is secondary to our court procedures. Yeah, you're going to need to
be here. But if the judge has the sniffles, you can believe that he'll be fine.
And so when did they decide to drop the charge?
It was about 2 weeks before the trial date that I'd called them up and was asking about rearranging that appointment or that date because of my appointment. And the lady was like, well, you know, you could just pay it out, you know, and, you know, if you'd like to just pay it and not come to trial. I was like, no, ma'am, we're going to trial. And, again, I'd like to request a jury trial. And I've not received my evidence that I requested in a motion of discovery. Then she said, well, hang on a minute. And she said, there was some paperwork with your name that come through. And then, oh, by the way, we just got this letter that the judge dismissed your case.
Well, what a shocking surprise. Right within the same phone call, they were trying to get you to take a plea deal. And, oh, look, I just found this letter from the judge. How did that slip my mind?
You mean we haven't given you the evidence from discovery? Oh, looks like it's dismissed.
Yeah.
Great story, Rob. I want to thank you for your call tonight, man. I really appreciate hearing from you. It's a great story. And you can have an experience like that, too, if you're willing to actually take something to trial.
Yeah, we've had these experiences when we've done stuff like this.
You had a parking ticket dropped, in fact.
They just dropped it, and, you know, I've taken speeding tickets in and gotten them at half price. Basically, if you put up some resistance, they tend to fold. But you don't know unless you try. Sometimes they don't.
That's true.
And, you know, I'm not saying that it's worth trying.
And it
sometimes,
will cost you.
Sometimes it's not worth trying, right? When it comes to a $5 parking ticket here in Keene, New Hampshire, sometimes I feel like, you know, I feel like messing with these guys, and it's worth it to me. It's an opportunity. Whereas other times, it doesn't seem like it at all. It's like I've got things to do, and I'm just not interested in giving my time over to these bureaucrats. They know this.
Me, on the other
hand,
I will challenge every single ticket.
Yes, you will.
Because that's the right thing to do. I mean, if you want
it's the right thing to do, then you'll go out and get some more tickets so you can challenge some more.
We've actually kind of done that to some extent. But it's actually to the point now where I want to get a ticket now because I want to do a corporate trial. Because I've actually got some new questions to ask about corporations on the stand. The car that I drive is actually owned by a corporation. It's not technically my car. I just drive it. And so if they ticket a corporation, then that could give me the opportunity to ask questions about corporations of the parking enforcers. And that could be kind of a different thrust for a trial. So the last time I went downtown, I purposely left my meter unpaid. Because I'll still pay the meter generally because I don't want to go to trial if I don't have to. But if they're going to threaten me with a fine, then I'm not just going to keel over and pay that. I'm going to go ahead and challenge it. And you can have interesting things happen like that. You do need to know a few basics. And he went through them, put in that motion for discovery. That way. As soon as you decide you want the trial, you know, go with not guilty, or actually, as I do, I never actually plead I'll just let them know I want my trial. I'm not going to plead not guilty because I don't want to beg them for anything, because I know they'll just schedule the trial anyway. As long as I don't plead guilty, they'll go ahead and schedule the trial. So, yeah, go ahead and give me the trial. Let's get this scheduled. Okay, motion for discovery or notice for discovery. Send that in to the prosecutor and the court. This isn't legal advice. It's just my experience. And then they have to provide you with all of the evidence that they're going to use against you, and that's work. You know, they got to come up with some of that. Yeah. It's usually not much evidence in the case of a parking ticket or something like that, but they have to provide whatever they have.
They're going to do more than $5 worth of work for them, too.
Just at that part. And then there's a whole lot more than $5 worth of work when they actually do go through with the trial process. And to me, the real win of challenging a parking ticket is to get the parking enforcers off the streets. So in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, or the area in which we live, there are only two parking enforcers. This is a small town. Basically, it's technically a city, but it barely qualifies. So only two parking enforcers. If I can take one of those two parking enforcers off the streets for an entire morning or however long it takes to actually go through the trial, because usually they'll make you sit through all the arraignments in the morning.
Yep.
So I've sat in there for 2 hours or 3 hours before they'll actually call the trial. And so has the parking enforcer. So she'll sit there as long as I – in fact, there was one time recently when I went in to try to do a ticket – try to take over one of Derek Jay's tickets, one of our former co-hosts. He left and went to San Francisco, but he actually forgot about a parking ticket trial that he had. I went in there with authorization from him, although it was last-minute authorization, to try to kind of take over the trial. And the parking enforcer was there before I was. So she was in there for even longer.
She's paid for her schedule. She doesn't care.
She's getting paid, but she's not writing tickets while she's sitting in that room, which means that there are probably, you know, for every hour, she's expected to write a certain number of tickets. And she's not doing that if she is sitting in a courtroom. So to me, that's the real win. I'm happy to pay a $5 fine, even if I get found guilty, if that means saving the people of Keene from having to pay, you know, hundreds of dollars ultimately, or, you know, maybe $100 worth of fines.
Oh, sometimes if you don't pay that $5, if you forget about that $5 ticket,
that's
it turns into $25.
It does. It doubles up and then doubles up again or whatever. And I think the average ticket here is only $10, but the starts at $5. Anyway, so if you want to learn more about what's happening here, you can go to freekeen.com. Of course, the Robin Hooding case is still going on, which is something I'm involved in, where the city is suing us for filling people's parking meters for them. They're accusing the Robin Hooders of being threatening, intimidating, and harassing of their employees. Just go check out robinhood.freekeen.com. You can learn more about that. All right, so still to come here tonight, more on health care. We've got the story from Illinois where the lotto is now refusing to pay out folks if they've won more than $600. And also the second Snowden, someone releasing dirty details about the U.S. drone program. Join us. This is Free Talk Live.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fair. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.